Yes.
Yes, this voice that, or voices that we listen to, is that the divine?
In my experience, there isn't anything that isn't the divine. It's all a process of working through everything that we believe is keeping us separate from our authentic nature. Now, somebody like me could say, there is nothing between you and your authentic nature. You're all perfect exactly as you are. Leave from here and never sin again. Okay? And you would just go, yeah, whatever, and go right on with your lives. So what we do is go along at the pace that we're going. So I am absolutely convinced that being identified with what I call egocentric karmic conditioning is just the most wonderful process of getting very clear about who you actually are. Okay, we start out believing that that voice is who we are. Then we get a sense that it's not who we are. Then for a lot of people, we spend some time in sort of a pitched battle with it, trying to wrestle our lives back away from it so that we can have our lives for ourselves. And then eventually we just get it that, that voice is just karma, and it's just not really serving any purpose, and I really don't choose to follow suffering any longer, so I'm just not going to engage with it, and it just kind of falls away.
So we go away from this voice, and that's more towards a divine or...
Well, we don't actually have to go away from it. What we have the opportunity to do is embrace it. If I believe that that voice is real and true and that it can do something to me, I'm afraid of it, I'm resistant to it, you know, I'm hoping that it will shut up and leave me alone. But if I realize it's just a voice of conditioning, it's just karma, it's just kind of how life is set up. That voice is there to kind of make my life miserable for as long as I want to listen to it. And at whatever point I no longer want to engage with it, then it will fall away. You know, it's not about the voice. It's about you realizing who you are. You start out believing that you're this little person who's being kind of traumatized and victimized by this hateful, mean voice who's beating you up. And then you realize that you're God and that you really don't have to worry about what some little voice says to you about what you're doing wrong.